Test 74, Section 2, Question 1. Here we're looking to complete the argument, and this is essentially kind of a most supported slash conclusion-y situation here. We begin, children should be discouraged from reading this person's books. Reading them is like candy, provides intense short-term sensory stimulation. Leave you poorly nourished and dulls one's taste for better fare. So basically, these books are like candy. They're fun, but they don't really help you. In other words, the problem with letting children read Jones' books is that, well, we'd want something that says they don't get nourished and they don't want to read other better stuff. So A, will lead them to develop a taste for candy and sweets. No, it's not saying they will. It's developing a taste for bad books, maybe. Then too many children have become frustrated by their difficulty. No, in fact, quite the opposite. Their doing so interferes with development and appreciation of more challenging literature. C seems pretty good. Their message may undermine the positive teaching done by parents. No, it never says anything about the teaching done by parents. It's about whether or not it helps them be nourished and want good reading. And then children may become so enthralled with books that they want to spend all their time reading. No, it's not saying that they'll want to spend all their time reading. In fact, it's just saying that they won't want to try better fare. So it's not a problem with that they're going to want to increase their reading. And therefore, answer choice C is our best one.